if you can. It takes you out of your stressful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And but it gives you that little bit of movement for exercise. And, you know, that's what I think dancing of for myself, because I relayed this to my mother.
Yes.
And every now and then I'd be sitting there and she would come out of her room and go to the kitchen and she would do a little shuffle and I would wonder what she was up to. And she would remind me that she said just that little bit of dance movement.
Oh.
She said was helping strengthen her. So that's what inspires me to think of dancing all the time.
Yes.
Just even bobbing and weaving my head and moving my arms a bit.
Exactly.
If I happen to be standing, yeah. Do a little shuffle. You know, and it does help strengthen. You know, it's not like I'm suddenly going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger overnight.
Yes.
But at least I'll have a little bit more mobility.
Exactly.
And plus, you know, it releases stress, tense.
Yes.
Tenseness. And then, you know, and if we do and can dance with one another, at least that's a form of bonding, making connections with others.
Right.
So that's my thoughts on dancing. And if you have a dance partner,
mm-hmm.
very good, because then you can help each other physically, emotionally, spiritually, just by dancing.
Exactly.
Strengthening each other's body, whatnot. So dance is good, because, you know, I'm pretty sure that our predecessors, the Neanderthals and the Cro-Magnon man and all that, they probably did a little caveman shuffle, you know, celebrating after they just managed to bring down a mammoth for the community.
That's
larger.
True.
So dance was for you know, celebration. It's in all forms of religions. You know, it's just there to strengthen a community.
Exactly.
Because you know, because we watch documentaries of Africa, South America, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do these community dances. So you know, they're strengthening each other's relation.
Right.
So dancing's good. So,
that's yes.
We got to learn how to do the proper rain dance. to help our nations with these, how to control fires.
I thought, you know, because we are hearing so many negative news, which is happening, this is reality, and maybe with choosing this subject can change at least a little bit of the mind of the people to have a remedy to rest and thinking of the joy or something to make them happy. And basically, dancing is just the word of the dancing. It brings the smile in the heart of the people, and automatically they, you know, the mood is changing. And I'm so glad that you shared your experience with your mom, that she did some movement of the dancing for you, for her children. And that is amazing. That is beautiful. And I really appreciate that time you provide you're providing with us, you know, to have this connection, to have this voice, to share your own opinion is very educational, and it brings awareness and knowledge through every heart, and is really blessing to reach out. And no matter it rain, it shines, it's flood, and look at these circumstances. Even you are not at home, you had to leave home, but this is positivity. This is a strength, and this is the belief. You people are role model for the rest of us. Thank you so much, Sheikh Lach, for your time. Thank you.
Yeah, I thank you there on the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I pray that you'll all go out there and do a little jig of happiness.
Especially down here is sunny. It's sunny day here. Yes. Thank you so much. It's lovely to talk to you. We are looking forward to speak to you next week.
Okay.
Bye for now. That was Sheikh Lach from Nicola Valley with us. And that is the brother of Chief Shackley, who was the host of the show, that presently he is in different mission for the aviation that he's going to be look after in that area. And it's lovely to have his brother to connect with the radio station Free Voices and to speak freely. And the next song, before I'm going to the next song, Charlotte, I would like to acknowledge Charlotte, Call Me Negotiator. Her show is coming up right after 4 o'clock, 4 to 5. Charlotte is the one, is the graduate student and very unique and very hard worker that she's connecting us, this radio station, on the streamline with China, 4 o'clock in the morning in China, which is at our time is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All the appreciation and the warmest, the greeting to China that they are watching us, and they show their interest and connecting with this part of the world. All the blessing to them. And for the, you know, and I wish, we wish, is not I, is we. We wish them, you know, to have a wonderful day, to start beautiful, positive, and great day ahead of them. Thank you, China. And I would love to hear from Charlotte that, well, you know, her own opinion about the dancing. How does the dance inspire her?
Hello. Yeah, thank you. Hello. So first of all, I really appreciate everybody and from Free Voice to give us this opportunity to be able to share this amazing cross-cultural environment and different voices, different informations to our audiences in China as well, and to speak about today's topic. And I would like to say I'm not a good dancer, or at least not yet, because I've never get real practices or training over mm-hmm. it. However, dance inspires me because it's one of the few ways we can express ourselves without having to explain anything. And in everyday life, we are constantly using words. We explain what we think, negotiate with people, and sometimes even struggle to find the right words for how we feel. So when you dance, your body becomes the language. I also think dance has an amazing ability to change our emotion state. You might walk into a room feeling stressed, tired, or distracted, But once the music starts and your body begins to move, your energy can completely shift. Sometimes your body changes your mind before your mind can change your body.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find especially interesting is that dance exists in almost every culture.
Right.
The movements and music may be completely different, but people everywhere use dance to celebrate, connect, tell stories, and express emotions. So for me, dance is more than entertainment. It's a reminder that communication doesn't always require words. Sometimes movement can express something that words simply cannot.
Exactly.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Thank you. It's lovely to hear from all age group, especially this year. I'm just so happy I had the privilege with the graduate of the university and also the student of the university to hear their own opinion, their sight, their thoughts is very important to this station and the rest of the other society, I believe. And thank you so much for your all hard work and your participate on the program. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Yeah, thank you.
The next one we are going to have, the next song, we are going to have Rain Down on Me. Enjoy, everyone. This one has been selected by Nicola Valley people that they are praying to have this song of the situation that they are surrounded with the fires. Enjoy, everyone. We are having a little bit again with the technical problem. That was Rain on Me. You know, it was a beautiful song and so suitable for the summertime. Right now, we are having Mary, the officer of the public relation for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Hello, Mary. It's so wonderful to have you on the air.
Hello. Well, it's a pleasure to be on the air.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. We know that you're always very busy, but you may always make the time just to be on the show, and we are very grateful about it. Thank you, Mary.
It's my pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you.
And as always, the topic is great. I love it. The dance for today's subject. When we talk about dance, we often think of music, loud music, fun, or as one of our guests mentioned, ballet or tango.
Yes.
But I want to talk about something deeper. How dance inspires power. Mm-hmm. How it helps people survive. How it helps people resist. Mm-hmm. How it's still helping people today. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the most revolutionary thing you can do is dance. A good example is is women of Iran. They're dancing on the street, they're removing their head cover, mm-hmm. which is punishable by law, basically. They can die for that.
Yes.
As the regime has been doing, they're dancing fearlessly, and they have a message.
Yes.
Well, let's start the history of dance from Brazil. One of my very favorite dances. During the 16th century, the early colonial slavery in Brazil, enslaved African people were brought to Brazil by force.
Right.
They weren't allowed to practice any of their culture. They weren't allowed to fight back. They weren't allowed to practice basically anything. So what did they do? They created capoeira. Mm-hmm. It looked like a dance. Music playing in the back, people are moving on their little time being given by their masters. They would move in a circle, flipping, kicking, but underneath it was a martial art.
Right.
It was self-defense. It was string training. The masters couldn't ban it because they were just dancing.
Right.
So capoeira taught enslaved people they can take our freedom, but they cannot take our spirit. They cannot take how we move. That's the power of dance. It hits resistance in plain sight. It turns pain into the rhythm.
Right.
It turned survival to art. And today, people around the world still learn capoeira, not just to fight, mm-hmm. but to remember the resistance. Well, let's come back from Brazil to BC, our own BC. For indigenous people, dance has always been power.
Powerhouse. Right.
Who dances? Jingle dress dance.
Mm-hmm.
During time when ceremonies were banned, natives still dance in the street, and mm-hmm. it's secret. Mm-hmm. Why? Because dance is power. Dance is medicine. Dance is how you talk to the land, mm-hmm. to your ancestors. The jingle dress dance, one of my favorite dance, started during the 1918 flu pandemic in North America.
Right.
It was given to heal the sick. The grass dance or Omaha dance, also it's called Omaha dance as well, honors the warriors. The fancy shawl dance shows strength and joy, and usually is done by women. My favorite, wolf dance, power of protection. The wolf is a teacher of family, loyalty, and protecting the pack. It's saying, we protect our children, we protect our land, we protect each other. The dance connects dancers back to the forest, to the animals, to the ancestors who learn from wolf. It's not an entertainment, it's relationship. The dance is a relationship. The wolf dance teaches us that power isn't about being loud, it's about loyalty. It's about knowing who you are and standing for your people. It teaches patience, teamwork, and courage. When the dancers put on wolf regalia and step to the drum, they're not just dancing, they're remembering. Be strong, but be together. Protect the vulnerable, honor the land.
Beautiful.
And that's the beauty of dance, especially wolf dance, my favorite. In Persian culture also, dance is joy, as you know, celebrating life.
Right.
So why they dance at the funeral or protests? It's because they're saying you took life. As I earlier mentioned, that in demonstrations they dance. In funeral, when the regime takes a life of their kids, mothers dance, cry, and dance. And you've probably seen it in a clips on a news. But that's what the mother's saying. You took a life, but you cannot take over our life force. We're still alive. My heart is broken, but I'm unbreakable.
Right.
It tells other people, you're not alone in your grief. We grieve together. You can see that also in Turkish, Kurdish dance, that they always dance together, just like Aboriginal Native Americans, they always dance together.
Right, as in, together. Yes. Like a circle, they dance like a circle together.
Exactly, exactly. That shows their solidarity.
Yes.
Their team, they do together, they look after each other.
Right.
And we stand together. Persian mothers taught the word something. Grief can be a protest. Love can be resistance.
Yes.
Dance isn't always happiness. Yes. Sometimes dance is the only way to carry pain that's too big for words.
Beautiful. Go ahead.
From Capoeira in Brazil
yes.
to wolf dance yes. on Stovo Nation, to flamenco in Spain, to mothers in Iran, dance tells us the truth. When words are too dangerous.
Yes.
That's what I love about dance.
Beautiful. You said it beautifully in the very diverse language and beautifully has been shared with the rest of us. Thank you so much for your thought. It was amazing, same as usual. And we are looking forward to have you next following week with different subject on the air. Thank you so much, Mary.
Beautiful. And thank you for letting me be in your show.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you all for the wonderful show.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye now. That was Mary, the officer public relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. It was wonderful to know and her thought about the dancing. I'm going to end the program at this moment with the song of Celine Dion, Shadow of Love. Carry that shadow of love within you. Enjoy the sunshine while you have. And I myself, as the host of the show and wonderful soul beside me, Charlotte, that she's providing the video with China. We are saying goodbye to you at this moment.
and have a beautiful week ahead of you and safe journey. Keep dancing, keep shining, and I wish the peace for the world. Lots of love to each one of you. Thank you.
Is switch the